I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we host Notes from the Stage, KNNA LP 95.7 FM's Broadway and movie musical extravaganza.
Every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m., we will bring you all that jazz, music to make you think you can defy gravity, and even remind you of dreams you've dreamed.
So don't forget to tune in right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees.
As many of you already know, KNNA 95.7 La Crosse operates entirely on volunteer work. It also functions entirely on donations. That's right. Donations provided to the station by listeners like you. If you would like to help KNNA grow and continue, please consider a donation. You can go to the web at thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org for more information and to donate.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times.
Along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNA LP FM 95.7.
Off on a Tangent is the most ridiculous radio program on KNNA and quite possibly the world. We haven't officially received 5-star reviews from alien life forms, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. Find out the truth for yourself when you listen to Off on a Tangent, broadcast live almost every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on KNNA.
The LP in KNNA LP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
Is the Bible the Word of God? Did Jesus really exist? When do we take the Bible figuratively and literally? Who are the Nephilim? Do extraterrestrials exist? Is hell real? Is the devil real? Am I going to hell if I have had an abortion? Does Jesus really love me, a sinner? These questions and many more have been discussed or will soon be discussed on the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. live. Join Captain Kirk, David, and guest pastors in tackling the tough questions. The Y-Files, Sunday at 2 p.m. live.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come.
So excited.
So excited. Ashley,
I think I've been planning this show, like, in my head, not on paper. I didn't do that till last night. But in my head for at least a whole year. Because at the beginning of the year, I know I sat down and I tried to come up with all the random shows. And this was one that I was like, ooh, we're doing it.
That it would be so much fun to do.
It would be.
Oh, yeah.
I just couldn't decide if we were going to do 1 or 2 hours. But I decided, we decided. One's plenty. We do not need to overwhelm the people.
Exactly. We want to invite everybody this evening to a wonderful episode of Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. And I am one of your hostesses this evening, Callie.
Yeah, and I'm the other.
The other.
The other.
Or I'm surprised you didn't say the better half.
Well, I was going to say the hostess with the mostest, but man. Well, anyway, I'm Ashley.
Mm-hmm. And Ashley, we are going to put on a great show for you this evening. It's actually Walt Disney's birthday today. Yesterday. I didn't say today. I said yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yep. He was born in Chicago.
Chicago.
Yep.
Chicago.
And it was.
And actually, Ashley, where was he born?
I said Chicago.
Well, oh yeah, you did say Chicago. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Well, we have random facts that we're going to like sprinkle
throughout the evening.
Yep.
So that should be fun.
Yep. And I do have a random trivia question, though hopefully Callie's not reading it. She probably is.
Oh, I already read it earlier. Sorry.
Dang. Dang.
It's okay. Maybe you can find another one during a break or something.
I have plenty on top of my brain. I can just tell you.
Top of your brain.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here.
So basically, we're going to be playing shows, obviously, that are from Disney. Things that are going to hit highlights throughout his quote-unquote career. So
yep. We're going to start the show off with the very first Disney movie that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the one that made him who he is.
Yep.
Really.
Exactly. So everybody, we hope you can enjoy a little bit of I'm Wishing.
Was I'm Wishing from Snow White. Do you know that film, with if you count inflation and all that, is number 10 on the top 10 top grossing films of all time?
Really?
Every film ever made, Titanic, all of them.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. because you got to add inflation in there. But yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying that with inflation, so far its lifetime gross that it's made, it's just under $1 billion.
That is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have to charge people like hundreds of dollars to access the parks.
Yeah, right? Man, you don't need no more money.
I know. Disney makes so much money. It's just, it's absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. But whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, this film got inducted into all these different like Hall of Fames.
Like the AFI, American Film Institute.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was trying to think.
It was named one of the top 100 films of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just...
Not even just animated films, it was all films.
Yep. Yeah, it is, like I said, it's just one of the best films ever, and it's crazy that it happened in 1938? I was going to say 37.
Yeah. February 4th, 1938,
mm-hmm.
in fact. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Next up is a song that I'm pretty sure if my daughter and my husband are listening to... Penelope will be super excited about.
This is a film that we can't seem to get away from.
You know, lately she's been doing pretty good that we watch Happy Feet.
I was saying, now that you found the dancing penguins, but now we can't get away from those.
Well, that's okay. I'm fine with that.
Oy.
I actually tried Moana. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. That's true. I tried Tinkerbell and it never... She's not really into that.
She
found the remotes and handed them back to me to make me change it. She's like, nope, not happening.
No way, Jose. All right, well, here's a little Moana.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say? Phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, 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 Maui, just take it.
Welcome, Penelope.
That was so cute.
Yeah. I hope you're being good for Daddy tonight.
Yeah, so Daddy sent a video about talking about how we dedicated that song. Asked her, did we send that song to her? And she's like, yeah. Because, you know, everything's about her.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, of course.
It is.
Of course. Duh. That was a little you're welcome from Moana, the 2016 film.
Yep. It's their most recent musical. Mm-hmm. They've had other films, but just musical.
Musical in itself. Yep.
Yep.
And that was, did I say that that was sung by Dwayne Johnson? I did not. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
So he based his character Maui off of his grandfather.
Really?
So I don't know if you know that, obviously there's a bunch of wrestlers in his family.
Okay.
So his grandfather was one. His had a nickname. His stage name, I don't know, was Peter Maivi. I don't know how to say last name. I'm going to butcher it. Anyway, not
okay.
The point. He would dress up as a Samoan chief.
Oh.
And that would be what he wrestles as, because he was a chief, but he would wrestle in his attire. And he would wrestle, I guess, over in Europe. But anyway, so a lot of Maui's, the tattoos, the hair, the everything was based off of his grandfather.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Maui. He's a good character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was...
random.
Moana's done very well for itself. I mean,
yeah.
You can find costumes and toys and all sorts of things all over the place, which is kind of nice. Except you can't find, like for Penelope's size.
Got it.
For Penelope's size, you can't find a whole lot of, like, costumes or whatever, for her.
I've looked.
And so...
I've Googled it.
So it's just really kind of sad because you can't get stuff for her. So she has to be a little bit older, like 4 or 5, before she can wear those.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. She doesn't need that right now anyways.
But she does.
So this was technically also Disney's 56th animated feature film.
Yeah.
56!
Yeah, it's now grossed $643 million worldwide so far.
Holy cow. I actually watched, it was a special or something like that on TV, and it had, who's the guy that, from Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yes, thank you. Anyways, he started singing it, and he was introducing it and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And...
it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, that's where it was. That's awful.
Yeah.
Everybody, Ashley's usually the one that runs our Facebook page, which, by the way, you can find us on Facebook at Notes from the Stage.
We keep it real creative around here. You know, in case you forget our name, it's there. Yeah. It's
Ashley's usually the one who's really good about posting stuff. Granted, you're, like, on your phone all the time, so...
Well, I can't sleep a lot, so...
I know.
That's what I do. I get sucked into YouTube and
Facebook. It's, like, a never-ending...
And,
like,
all they keep showing me is, you know,
video
Broadway
video.
Things. And I'm like, oh, look at that.
But it's really nice because there's a lot of fun things on our Facebook page. Even if you haven't gone in there, you can still look back at all the fun videos that Ashley's posted, especially stuff from the Halloween Wicked special.
Yeah,
I
still
have yet to see it.
Yep, it's still on my DVR.
I know. I need to watch that. Mm-hmm. I need to watch that.
Yep.
So the next film that we have coming up that we're playing from. Oh, and disclaimer right here. There is only one song out of this entire show tonight that is not technically Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a Disney song. It's just a Roger and Hammerstein's version because, well, that's what we had to do. So...
it's our show. We can do whatever we
deal
want.
Deal with it. We do what we want.
Yeah. So the next up is one that was the last animated film or last film that Disney himself had a hand in.
Yes.
He wanted to make the characters have more personality. So he inserted himself into the storyline. Everything. He even ended up acting out all of the characters' plots.
I think that's
and
amazing.
Personalities. And that would be from The Jungle Book.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around, ooby-doo. I want to be like you. fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
You have got to love Louis Prima and Phil Harris. Seriously, Phil Harris plays oh my goodness gracious, the bear
Baloo.
I wanted to keep saying Bagheera, but that's the puma, the
tiger.
No, the tiger.
No, that's Shere Khan.
Shere Khan, yeah.
Wrong one.
Yeah. No, I love Phil Harris. He does a good job as Baloo. So actually, Phil Harris does a lot of voices for Disney.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot more than just Baloo. Mm-hmm. Like he did Little John and Robin Hood.
Which are both what?
Bears. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, we were just talking about how isn't it amazing that The Jungle Book was the 19th
animated film.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yet, if you think, then Moana was the 56th. That's how many they did since his death. Now,
I know.
Disney died while they were in the process of making.
Yes.
The
Jungle Book. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he had a hand in the casting and the
and it's almost
the story plot line and all that, but he didn't get through the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, and since he had more of a hand in this show. One thing that I was seeing was that you had put down, Ash, that he was really disappointed with the way that the Sword and the Stone was done. So I think
the
maybe that's why.
Film.
Yeah, which was right before The Jungle Book. So that's probably why he put a little bit more of a hand into this movie, because.
Well, and Fantasia is right before that.
Oh.
Or it was maybe the other way. But those two flopped so hard in for the peoples.
Which is sad, because I love Fantasia.
And
that's
actually
one of my favorite movies.
That was one of his favorite. He had put so much love and effort into that one, and that was actually one of his faves, so he was really disappointed that they didn't
do as well.
Yeah, and that's because that there's not a lot of character development, or whatever they worded it as, but there just wasn't a lot of backstory, there wasn't a lot
and especially in Fantasia, there's no dialogue in the entire movie,
right.
Except for when the composer, or the, he's talking about, mm-hmm. or the director of the orchestra, mm-hmm. when he's actually talking about the introduction of the next pieces and things like mm-hmm. that. But it's all classical music.
Yep.
But it's so very well done. I think my, you know what, sadly enough, though, my least favorite part of that movie is the sorcerer's apprentice part.
Really? That's actually my father's favorite, I think.
Really?
Yeah, he loves that film, first of all. But I think that one
with
specifically.
Mickey and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we watched it on TV one night, or not the whole thing, but it was on. Or maybe I was playing music for it. I don't remember now what I was doing, to be honest. But my dad just loves it, because my dad does like classical music like I do. But that was one of his favorite films. But my mom's like, yeah, no, I could do without. Probably because it's, no characters, really.
That's exactly it. One of my favorite parts is the fish when they're gliding through the water and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Anyways, we're talking about Jungle Book.
Sorry.
Not Fantasia.
No, I know. Sorry.
That was my fault.
It's because of those
movies that he actually wanted to, he was trying to do something a little bit more with Jungle Book.
Yep. He helped write all of the, like some of the jokes, the little side comments or whatever, you know what I mean? Like all the little, the little things that make it, I guess, a good
movie.
How
awesome that it is.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that was one of the very first like live action films that they remade from the original animated one, which, by the way, I still haven't seen it, but I saw parts of it the other day, and it actually is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like the part where they're singing the I Want to Be Like You.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it sung in the movie at all? I don't think so. I think it's just, I don't think there's any
music.
No,
but I know what you're talking about, but
that scene.
That's where you put it. That's where you would put it.
Yeah. That scene is what we were watching on TV the other day. And then all of a sudden, King Louis is just, I mean, he's going on a rampage and he's ginormous. And it's just, I don't know. It was actually kind of scary, kind of dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like my mom and I were talking about that.
It was kind of dramatic. Yeah.
A little.
I was not a fan of it. I mean, it was an okay film.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was cool to see the new live action of what they were coming out with. But
yeah,
it was,
no, definitely.
I mean, it was cool because then you know what's going to be coming for other films like The Lion King that's going to be coming out, Aladdin that's coming out, so on and so forth. There's like a million that are coming out the next year and 2020. I mean, it feels like there's probably one every 3 months.
There's a lot coming out. Mary Poppins comes out.
It's come this year.
This week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
I think it's next week it comes out because it comes out the 15th.
But I don't know if they're doing, quote unquote, live action. It's still that cartoon, isn't it? Still that weird inception of the cartoon.
Mary Poppins is,
like,
yeah.
The original kind of, it still had the cartoons.
So technically it's not,
legit
live action. It's just like the other one, the older version.
So random. I know.
Okay,
wow. That was like such
going off on a tangent. Hey, speaking of off on a tangent, that is a show that's on every Saturday night here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the hilarious guys up here on that show, they play some really great music, and literally you have no idea what their topics are going to be for that night. They just go off on tangents. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-hour show from 7 to 9 every Saturday, and yeah, I don't know. It's a good show. I really like it. The guys are hilarious.
Yeah, my parents, especially my mom, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they listen quite frequently.
They're super. It's a fun
show. My mom
even
likes the music. That's not my taste, obviously. I mean, we're doing this kind of show.
We're excited about an all Disney show.
Yeah, I mean, not my cup of tea. But my mom loves it and thinks that they're hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. They also do what is the segment? The Would You Rather?
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun. And it's really nice because if you go to Off on a Tangents Facebook page, we're winning still on likes.
We are so still winning.
Well, even though there were, it's a race. You know, like Mr. Bean from.
Oh, I was going to think you were like from Hercules. Anyway,
oh,
keep going.
If you go to their Facebook page, go on there, click like. Make sure to follow all that stuff. They post every week what their would you rather questions are. So
and they do post some funny little clips that they.
Yes,
I think
they do.
Jim gets sucked into the Facebook page world like I do, and then just starts posting weird things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was gonna say, Disney was dyslexic.
I did not know that.
Okay, well, surprise, he was dyslexic. Mm-hmm. But for that being said, he was such a charismatic guy. When he got his honorary Oscar for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, he talked to the Academy Award like audience for 25 full minutes about his plot for Pinocchio.
What?
Pinocchio hadn't even been done, hadn't been drawn up, hadn't nothing.
Well, and think about the Oscars back then were completely different than what they are now.
Yes. Like, you didn't get cut off by music.
No.
He had free rein to have his little go at it, and he had the entire audience just, like, sucked
mesmerized in. Mesmerized
into Because they
it.
Knew, you know.
Well, look at how well he did with Snow White and what he started. And
yep. Yeah. So that's how Pinocchio came to be, at least in concept, that he pitched it originally to the audience instead of to, like, his board members.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Did you know that, well, Ashley, technically you knew that, so this is a little bit different trivia for people that may not know, that Main Street USA, Main Street in Disney World's park.
In Florida. Yep.
At Magic Kingdom is actually basically portrayed / a replica of his hometown where he lived. So it's pretty cool.
Do you know that almost all of them have different, the different castles are modeled off of different princesses' castles.
Yeah.
There's one that's not. There's one that still has a Sleeping Beauty. I think that's one in Hong Kong also has a Sleeping Beauty one.
And that
the one in Shanghai has the Tangled one.
Oh, really? Rapunzel's? Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
But they are getting ready to change it. The other one, the one from Hong Kong, they're getting ready to change it to be a multicultural princess castle. So it's not going to be modeled off of any one specific.
It's just going to be all in general.
But each, like, little nook or something, maybe. I don't really know how. Huh. I haven't heard the concept
of,
but I know that that they're going to make it
multicultural.
They're
going to change it and everything?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm surprised they didn't put, like, Mulan. I guess she's not a princess either, so.
No, she's not. Huh. So they have, in California, Disneyland is Princess Aurora, so Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Yep.
And then Magic Kingdom is Cinderella's, of course.
Yep.
So, do you know they don't do the electrical light parade anymore? The electric light parade at night?
That's sad.
I know. Because you know what? I always enjoyed watching Tinkerbell fly from Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Or Magic Kingdom. Well, yeah, in Magic Kingdom. But from Cinderella's castle all the way down to a hub, basically, where she just kind of like ziplined down. Mm-hmm. It was always so cool watching her fly.
Yeah, I miss that.
Yeah. Hey, we've talked for like 10 minutes.
No.
I think people might really want to hear some music and not listen to us anymore.
Well, I know I would.
You're so funny.
Yeah. Well, speaking of princesses, though.
Oh, yeah. Here's another princess. Whoop, whoop.
I long to say, if only I could tell you what I wish I could convey. It's in my every glance, my heart's an open book. You'd see it all at once if only you would look. If only you could glimpse the feeling that I feel. If only you would notice what I'm dying to reveal. The dreams I can't declare, the needs I can't deny. You'd understand them all if only you would try. All my secrets, you would learn them.
Wonderfully, impossibly familiar. Why do I feel dizzy in a way I've only felt but once before? How come when she looks at me, it seems like time stops moving? Almost like the way it did that day upon the
child, tomorrow the prince will have his pick of any princess in the land. How can a little mermaid compete with that? If only I knew how, I'd make him see the light. If only it were up to me, this all would turn out right. And if I only could, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd simply wave me claw and make your dreams come true. And wouldn't that surprise you if you're only knew?
How could she just suddenly completely disappear into thin water? It's been 2 whole days and I don't know where she has.
Did you know that The Little Mermaid is probably my favorite Disney movie of all time?
Yeah. I knew that because we talked about this a long time ago. We've been friends a really long time.
Yeah. And yours being Cinderella, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my second being Little Mermaid.
Yeah. But Little Mermaid, I mean, that was right at the time, you know, that came out right. It was probably the first Disney movie that came out in my lifetime, not to age us or
which one?
The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was, the '90s were the sweet spot, man.
Yeah. Well, that came out in 89.
Well, I know, but it's like right there at that cusp of the '90s in general.
Yeah.
It had like all the big heavy hitters.
Exactly. We had Beauty and the Beast in that one.
There was Hercules, there was Pocahontas.
Yep.
I literally could go on. But
yeah. And so that was probably one of my favorites. Is probably my favorite Disney movie. But Disney's favorite movie animated film that he ever did, well, animated and real life, I guess,
yeah,
were Bambi and Dumbo, which Dumbo's coming out with a live action next year.
Yeah, that
the
little
teaser, the trailer that's out now for it, it looks phenomenal.
And he's so cute.
He is really cute. I have a feeling I'm going to bawl my eyes out.
I was
going to
say, him dressed
movie.
Up as a clown, and it's like the whole, like,
it was so sad.
That time frame.
Yes.
It was just one picture. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a bad movie. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good movie, but it's going to be we're going to take Kleenexes.
Yep. Just so, like I got a film, Lion King, when dad dies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, spoiler alert, in case nobody knew that.
Oh, Penny. Oh.
Luckily, she's small enough. She'll forget in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. He also really, he really held Fantasia and Mary Poppins in high regard. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, speaking of Mary Poppins, his favorite song from the movie was Feed the Birds. Yes. When he was down and depressed, he would actually have Richard Sherman come into his office and have him play Feed the Birds
on the piano.
Just to
That be nice? Just to like call him up, say, hey, can you come down and just
play this for me? I guess if you have enough money and you're
like,
well,
like, just
I mean,
like,
he was very well liked by everybody that worked for him, you know?
Yeah.
To an extent.
I would say,
but for the most part of it, yes.
Yeah, and he hated being called Mr. Disney. I think he always wanted to be called Uncle Walt. Or
Uncle Walt Disney.
Yeah, he never wanted to be called Mr. Disney, though.
Yeah.
Hated it.
But he thought that the song Feed the Birds was, he considered it to be a perfect Basically, it was... Oh, what was it? It portrayed the spirit of his company and why he created the Disney Pictures in general. Mm-hmm. So, in the first place.
Yes.
So, it's kind of neat learning that, too. So, yeah. You know what? Let's... Are you ready for some more Broadway?
We got a whole bunch
this
of
this whole last
next.
Half of our show is actually going to be Broadway.
We just did one, but we're going to do a whole bunch more, so...
Yes,
I
we
guess
are.
Buckle it up.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
I can't be what you expect of me, but I'm trying every day with all I do. And do not say, here on the edge of the abyss, knowing everything in my whole life has led to this. And so I pull inside myself, close the walls, put up my guard. I practice every single day for this, so why is it so hard? I can't show you, I'm not as cold as I seem. There are things you cannot know, and it's dangerous to dream.
Cheers. Is it dangerous to dream?
So that was Dangerous to Dream from the Broadway show Frozen. That is the newest Disney Broadway. Well, that was really
Disney Broadway Jeez. Show. Yes,
boy, that was a big reveal. Wow,
and I love it. Sven is played. He's a puppet, so they have a puppet.
Yeah, I originally thought he was an animatronic type situation. Mm-hmm. That's what I originally had guessed, or somehow like a puppet that the what's his name, Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Yeah. I thought somehow he triggered like the eyelashes to move or whatever. I thought that was the case, but if you go to our Facebook page, there I saw behind the scenes.
Don't forget to click like.
Right.
Give us a thumbs up.
Yeah. Subscribe now. Anyway,
follow.
He yeah. Yeah, follow. He there's an actual actor in there that plays the whole Sven.
Yes.
I mean, exactly. He talked about how he's like
pants and
his shoes turn into like stilts. He's got to just rock up right on them, and he controls the face, and it's like this big ordeal.
It's pretty cool.
It is. Anyway, if you would like to see that, go to our Facebook page. It's a great video. I found it late a few nights ago, and I was like, oh, we are so putting that together. Anyway, yep, that happened. So this Frozen actually cost about $30 million to produce.
I don't doubt that. If you see like previews and things like that of it, it is.
Yeah, but there was like so much controversy like leading up to Frozen. It was crazy. This has been in the works since the film came out. So
2013.
Wrong year. I'll get there. Anyway, so yeah, there was this constant back and forth. The writers, they kept changing writers. They've had 3 different choreographers, 2 different set designers, 2 different Elsas, 2 different directors. It was this, yes, we're going to do it. And then like they would do interviews and then all of a sudden, no, we're not. It was just constant back and forth. And finally, it was just like out of nowhere, ta-da.
There it is.
Here it is. Like,
bam.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very, anyway. So then our next one up is actually the first Disney Broadway show to come out.
We, my friends, the day we have waited for may be at hand.
Oh, if only that were true, Lumiere.
Human again.
Human again.
Yes, think what that means. I'll be cooking again, be good looking again, with the mademoiselle on each arm. When I'm human again, only human again, poised and polished, gleaming with charm. I'll be courting again, chic and sporting again,
which would cause several husbands alarm.
I'll hunt down off the shelf
and to sweet be myself.
I can't wait to be human again.
When we're human again, only human again, when we're knick-knacks and whatnots no more.
Little push, little shove, make it whoosh, fall in love.
Oh, Sherry, won't it all be top drawer? I'll wear lipstick and rouge and I won't be so huge. Why, I'll easily fit through that door. I'll exude savoir-faire, I'll wear gowns, I'll have hair. It's my prayer to be human again.
I'm human again, only human again, when the world once more starts making sense. I'll unwind for a change.
Really? That'd be strange.
Can I help it if I'm tense? In the shadow of the sea, I'll sit back sipping tea. Let my early retirement commence. Far from fools made of wax, I'll get down to brass tacks and relax.
And I'm human again. I can tell someone might break the spell any day now.
she stole away to a convent, and no one could ever make her smile again. The end.
What a beautiful story.
Oh, I knew you would like it. I would like to ask you for something.
What's that?
A second chance. Would you have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner? Me? With you? Well, that would be, I mean... Oh, yes!
Again. Yeah.
I want to see this one in Broadway.
Me too.
Soundtrack for it is really good.
Amazing. Yep. Yes. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. So we aren't going to talk much about Beauty and the Beast, so we can play another song.
Yeah, actually, we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and... I don't know if we're going to have time, Ashley. We're not going to have time.
No, we're not.
No, not if we want to end on the one that we want to do.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's
we'll
okay.
go ahead and we're going to play some Cinderella. This is not Disney, but it's Roger and Hammerstein's.
Yeah.
So we'll save Circle of Life from the Lion King musical for another evening. Maybe next week we can throw it in there.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But that was the longest running Disney one. That's why it was in there.
Yeah.
But you never know. Next year, it'll be in there maybe for Disney's birthday again.
Again. Yes. All right. Here we go, guys.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fodderall and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible. 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 Impossible.
Then anything is possible, right?
I suppose so.
Then you could change it all. You could make it all happen.
No, but you could change it all. You could make it all happen.
Never, I couldn't.
You're right. It's all so impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible. In marriage, and four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible.
But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules
impossible. That was kind of a jolt ending.
I was
right
just going to say, wait, what did you do? But
nothing.
That's funny. Yeah, so like we said, that really wasn't
It wasn't a Disney, but yeah. Cinderella did come out. You know, it was Disney. And so this was actually the Roger and Hammerstein's production. I am so sorry, I'm yawning.
Yeah, there actually wasn't a Broadway one. I know there was a few, the one with Julie Andrews, but that didn't, that was just a TV special.
Mm.
The 2013 was the first time that it came out in Broadway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I was doing some little random research, and I found that Mickey Mouse's birthday is actually November 18th, 1928. It's actually the date that Steamboat Willie was released.
Oh, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And Donald Duck's birthday is June 9th, 1934, and that was the date that The Little Wise Hen was released.
Oh.
And I even found out.
I like that one.
Because on screen, Mickey and Minnie have never actually gotten married on screen.
Mm-hmm.
But in a 1933 interview, Disney said that they quietly got married off screen.
They had a
quiet
private ceremony.
So side note, they are married.
I love it.
Right.
We want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening on Notes from the Stage right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM.
So much fun.
I know. Happy birthday, Walt Disney, one day late.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys can join in every Thursday. We're here from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yeah. The next two shows we got coming up are
Christmas.
So get excited. One is going to be 1 hour. The next week is 1 hour. And the one after that is 2 hours.
Next week is 1 hour. And then the one after that is 2 hours, actually.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think so. Anyway, I don't know.
It's fine. All right, guys. We hope you have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, everyone.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.